has been announced of the Irish showband legend Brendan Boyer. The 81-year-old died at his home on Thursday evening in Las Vegas, surrounded by his wife Sheila, his three children and two grandchildren. He was, of course, best known for fronting the Royal Show Band and the Big Eight, and of course, this song. And now he is, oh, dance you should. Go! Hey, baby, when the lights are down. Go! Hey! Love you, baby. That, of course, is the Hucklebuck by Brendan Boyer, and we can talk now to a friend of Brendan Boyer, Father Brian Darcy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Justin.
It's a sad day, and when you hear such energy in that music there, and so lively, it must bring back memories of Brendan Boyer.
Oh gosh, all day has been memories of Brendan Boyer. Brendan was one of the nicest gentlemen you could ever meet. I've known him for over 50 years. In fact, he was one of the few people I invited to my ordination 51 years ago. So that's how long I know him. Excuse me. And Brendan was, again, one of those marvellous men who he really was the institution that started the showband world. Himself and T.J. Byrne and the Young Royals from Waterford, they took up with the Clipper Carlton had invented it, but they were young and fresh and different and were the first group to actually call themselves a showband. And Brendan did all of that, and he was a man who pioneered so many facets. They were the first band to record, they were the first band to make a film, they were the first band to have an international number one in Australia, they were the first band to go to Las Vegas and made an incredible impression there in Las Vegas, where Elvis came in to see them on a number of occasions and invited them to his suite in the Hilton Hotel. Very few ever got that, but he did after seeing the Royal Showband and seeing Brendan Boyer do an impersonation of Elvis. Elvis liked it so much that he invited him there.
He had five number ones in Ireland, and as you say, that international reputation, especially with that song, The Hucklebuck.
Yes, the Hucklebuck was a strange one. In fact, Brendan told me one time that he had gone to hear the Clipper Carlton, who were the big band at the time, a bit older than the Royal. And himself and Charlie Matthews were looking at the thing, and they came up with this song called The Hucklebuck, which was originally recorded, by the way, by Frank Sinatra as a kind of a slow ballad. But the Clipper Carlton had made it into a little dance number, and the guy said, you know, there's a great number. So they got their hands in it and brought it home. It went down very well in the halls, but they never thought of recording it until they were in London in Abbey Road recording another single, and there was a half an hour left on the show on the tape to do, and the guy said, have you got anything? And that's what the band played live, and Brendan sang live. It just a one track take, and they did a second track actually with the hand clapping on it, put the two tracks together, and in half an hour they had one of the biggest hits ever, which went to number one in Ireland for 12 weeks, straight into number one in January 65, stayed there for 12 weeks and forever in people's minds after that.
Oh, right. Well, it was a fantastic song, and I don't think you could help but moving when you hear that music. Father Brian Darcy, thank you very much indeed for sharing your thoughts and memories of your friend Brendan Boyer.